Today's shir is for Schus for Fu Shleim for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shir is Masechta Nedarim Daf Mem Dalad. We will begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we had begun a discussion about Hefker, and the discussion revolved around the question: if somebody is Mafker his property, what does that mean as far as the halacha is concerned? Does that mean that the person, as soon as he's mafker it, it goes out of his rishus? Or does hefker actually mean that it's not considered that it goes out of his rishus until somebody else picks it up? And the Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned in a brisa, mafker tzedehu, if somebody was mafker his field, kol shloish yomim, the first 3 days after he was mafker it, yochel lachsabai. And the way the Ran learns the Gemara, which is the way we're going to be learning the Gemara, that even if somebody had already picked it up, period, immediately after he was mafker, halacha gives the original owner the right to take it back during the first 3 days. Become the eilach, but after the first 3 days, en yochel lachsabai. Then the halacha is that anybody who will own the property will be potter from Maisa, because the halacha is that a property which is hefker is potter from Maisa. And as the Ran explains the Gemara, as we're going to be learning later in our shir, there were individuals who did not want to have to give Maisa. So what they would do is they would be mafker their property, and once, as we just said, the property becomes hefker, the halacha is it's not chayiv a Maisa. And then they would immediately take repossession of those properties. And what they were trying to accomplish was that they shouldn't have to give ma'aser. Because it is, Chazal established that within the first 3 days, a person who's mafka property could retract. And therefore, when he takes back possession of that property, it's not considered as if he's taking back possession of that property from Hefker. Because since the halacha is that you could retract on that. Since the halacha is you could retract on that hefker, the halacha is that it was never really hefker. So as the Ran, that truthfully, it would be adequate that Chazal should have made a rule that if the person who owned the property and then was mafker the property and then took back ownership of the property, it should not be considered as if he took the property from hefker, and it's considered that he's still chayv a meiser, he never gave up ownership on the property. And that the halacha ought to say is that only if somebody else took ownership, that's where there would be no chayv meiser. But Chazal did not want to frame, says the Ran, this halacha in that way, because they were concerned that if there's going to be a difference in halacha, if he takes back ownership of the property, or if somebody else takes ownership of the property, meaning that if he takes ownership of the property, he will be chayv and ma'aser, and if somebody else takes ownership of the property, they wouldn't be chayv and ma'aser. People, especially these type of people, will not be ready to accept that kind of a halacha. Why is there a difference? And moreover, since, as we're learning, there are people that when they make the property hefker, are not really truly making it hefker. Their entire intention when making it hefker is just to be able to get out of meiser. So Chazal were concerned, explains the Ran, that if somebody now goes takes the property, he hears that somebody was mafker the property, and therefore since somebody was mafker the property, he takes ownership. But if that's the case, if the owner did not really intend to be mafka the property, he's taking something which he may not take because it's not real hefker. But Chazal understood, says the Ran, that after 3 days, then it's surely a true hefker. Because if the entire intention of the owner in being mafka this property was to just get out of the meiser requirement, he wouldn't have left it hefker for 3 days. And the fact that he left it hefker for 3 days is in proof that That's a true hefker, and the person who's taking it isn't chas v'shalom stealing. The Rosh disagrees with the Ran, and the Rosh says that even though the premise that the Ran began his explanation, that this rule that we just learned, the learning now, was instituted that because of people who are not sincere when they're mafka the property, that their entire intention for being mafka the property is only to get out of the mice requirement. But that's only in a case that when the person who takes it maybe is not taking from Hefker, or if the person who's being mafker it wants to take it back. That's when Chazal said it wouldn't help. However, if the intention was honest, then it's a good Hefker, then it would be a good Hefker for everybody. And as I said, we're going to learn this Gemara, we're going to learn the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, in the way the Ran learns the Gemara. So, as I said, if somebody took this property within the three days, according to the Ran's explanation, since we just learned the halacha is that during the first 3 days, you could reclaim ownership, if somebody were to pick this up during those 3 days, the halacha would tell us that he, and then I, the owner, want it back, the halacha is that I could take it back. And as the Ran explained, the reason Chazal instituted this is for two reasons. Either because the Hefker is not sincere, and it only is obvious that it's sincere after 3 days, that's one pshat. The other pshat is that if Chazal won't make that rule, then people will say, if he could keep it, then if I was mafker and I took it back, I shouldn't be chayiv in my son. The Gemara in Masech the Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey Amabeis, differentiates between the earlier generations and the later generations. The generations, the Doros Achroinim, the Gemara Masech the Brachos explains, would bring the fruit into their home, not through the front door. Because the halacha is that only fruit that's brought into the home through the front doors is chayiv b'maiser. But fruit that's brought in, as the Gemara uses over there, the wording, derech gagos, derech hatzeiros, derech hafifos, is not chayiv b'maiser. So I saw that the Sefer Goyle asks that our Gemara speaks disparagingly about people who do so. Our Gemara says that, as we just said, we're going to learn it with Bnei Haramoyim. We don't see that the Gemara over there in Brachos says that they are disparaged for trying to avoid giving Meiser. What's the halacha? So I saw the same for Gliat Goyle explains that there's a difference when somebody does something, even though they're trying to avoid the Chiv Meiser, but they're not trying to fool anybody. And that Gemara, when they brought the fruit into their home, their Gagas, their Chatzeris, their Kafifos, everybody saw what they were doing. And everybody saw that they're trying to avoid having to have to give Meiser. So we could discuss if it's proper to do, if it's not proper to do, but they weren't trying to fool anyone. In our Gemara, it's much worse, he explains. Because in our Gemara, they're trying to say it's Hefker, and you're allowed to be Mafker, your property. Of course, as we just explained, quoting the Ran, their intention was just to avoid having to give Meiser. It's much worse if you do something with the intention of avoiding Meiser when you do it in a way that people shouldn't realize what you're doing, like our Gemara, versus the Gemara over there, where you're doing something, you want to avoid giving Meiser, but you're not trying to fool anybody. Continues the Gemara. Omar, if somebody said, Tehesu sadazum afkeres, liyay mechot, if somebody said this property should be hefka for 1 day, l'shabbos achas for 1 week, l'chodesh achat for 1 month, l'shana achas for 1 year, l'shvu achat for 1 7-year period, actually zochaba, until the halacha is like this, but actually zochabo bain hu bain acher, until somebody went and took ownership of this property, the halacha is, yochalachs boy, he could retreat from his decision. But when somebody takes ownership of this field, bein hu bein acher, it makes no difference if it's he or someone else, then the halacha is ein yachal achsaba. The halacha is that you can't retract. And therefore the halacha is whether if he or someone else take ownership of this property after he made this type of hefka declaration, the halacha is that he would be potter from Maisa. Now, the Rosh explains, what is the definition? How do we understand the statement where he said, So the Rosh says what he meant to say was that this hefker is for this period of time, as the Gemara identified. And if nobody does, during this period of time takes ownership of this hefker, it should revert be back to me. Moreover, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says that according to the Rosh, if somebody will take ownership during this period, he'll own it forever. Even though the halacha, he's saying l'yoy mechel shabbos achad, what he means to say, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, is that he only intends that it should be hefker, that it should be available to be taken for that amount of time. But he doesn't mean to say that if somebody does take it, that the ownership should be limited to only that time. The ownership, once you take it, it'll be yours forever. Why? Because the way the Rukiveg explains Rosh, it's not possible to have something that you pick up from Hefker, that it should be Hefker only for a limited amount of time. Which many Achroinim ask. That we see that Shemitah, that all the payers of Shemitah are Hefker, and it's only Hefker for the year of Shemitah. So Shlem Zalman Orbach says that's actually inaccurate. He says, a fruit that's a Shemitah fruit is Hefker forever, but a fruit that's not a Shemitah fruit is never Hefker. So this concept that we're trying to say, that Shemitah should tell us that something could be Hefker only for a limited amount of time, is actually, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, not correct. Says the Gemara, we learned in our previous year that the reason that Hefker is like the Hefker, Rabbi Yossi held that a Hefker is like a matana, and it doesn't leave the person who was mafked its possession until the person who picks it up actually takes ownership from it. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, the Reish that we just learned in this Bryce is Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold, it becomes Hefker, it leaves your property, it leaves your possession as soon as your Mafgrit. The Sefer, says the Gemara, seems to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And to explain, the Reish says that if you Mafgrit something forever, the halach is that during the first 3 days, it's not Hefker. What does that mean to say? That after the three days pass, it's not mine at all anymore, even though nobody else picked it up yet. The Sefer seems to be teaching us that it's not Hefker until somebody picks it up. And until somebody actually picks it up, the person who was mafkit could be Chayzer. So that seems to be teaching us that Hefker, it doesn't leave my rishus until somebody else picks it up. So ask the Gemara, isn't that problematic? That the Reisha is Rabbanan and Sefer is Rabbi Yossi? And as the Rishonim, the Ran and the Rosh explained, that we in the previous shir explained that the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, as we just said, is connected to this question of how Hefker works. And how will that how will we understand this price? Amma Ula, Sefer Nami Rabbanan Hi. The Sefer can even follow the opinion of Rabbanan. So why, says the Gemara, did the Sefer say, why did the Sefer say that until somebody picks it up, bein hu bein acher, whether it's the owner, the original owner, or someone else, yachal achsaba, why is the halacha that it could be chayzer? Isn't the halacha not be that as soon as I'm after it, it's Hefker, it leaves my Rishus? Answers the Gemara, there's a special reason here. Because here, the Hefker was expressed, Reish Shani where the hefker was expressed l'shana l'shua. It was expressed only for a certain amount of time. And since it was only expressed for a certain amount of time, d'loy shchichi, so says the Ran in explaining the Gemara, that in such a case, the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yossi that since the person was mafkarit, not in the normal fashion that people are mafkar, then we say that what this person meant to say was that it should not be considered, it should not be considered that it left my rishus until somebody else took ownership. And the way that Karen Ira explains that indeed the way hefker normally works, according to Rabbanim, is as soon as a mafkarit, it's not its hefker. But here the Gemara is teaching us that midrabbanon, there's a new form of heter, and there's a new form of hefker where you make where you could stipulate that loch is that it should be only hefker for a certain amount of time. But the Achraitim ask a question. The loch is that on Shabbos, your animal is not allowed to work. There's a din of Shvisas Behemtai. The animals that we own are not allowed to work on Shabbos. And the question comes up that let's say somebody lent his animal to a non-Jew and is concerned that that the non-Jew is going to work with my animal on Shabbos. I can be mafkrit for Yom HaShabbos. But as the Achrayim, the Machna Frayim, asks, that if we just learned that since being mafka somebody considered a regular hefker, and there even the Rabbanan agree, like Gemara just said, that it doesn't, it's not considered that it leaves my possession until somebody else picks it up. So here, no, the guy wasn't zoich in it. Where do we know that the guy took ownership of it? So why would this work? So the Machna Frayim says a beautiful teretz. He says, yes, our Gemara just said that when somebody made this unusual type of hefker for only a day, even the Rabbanan admit that it's not leaving my possession until somebody else takes it. But here, why am I being mafkert only for a day? Because I'm concerned about Chilul Shabbos. Since I'm concerned about Chilul Shabbos, then that's why I made it. Even though I made it only a limited hefker, here I certainly had in mind that it should be leaving my rishus as soon as I said it's hefker. And it's in my control, as we learned from the Ran, to make that it's that should be the type of hefker as I want. Another pshat that Tachsam Soifa says is that since the Nochri is working with it, it's a very bechidish, Tachsam Soifa says, that since the Nochri is working with it, it's considered as if he took ownership for it, even though he didn't have a mind. That because I was mafka something doesn't mean that it leaves my rishus until somebody else takes ownership. We'll have to explain the reisha also follows Rabbi Yossi. But if that's the case, the question will be, why after 3 days did the Gemara seem to indicate at the beginning of our shir that it leaves my possession under all circumstances? According to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't leave my possession until somebody else takes ownership. Hainutama, says the Gemara, the reason for that is the Leishtaka Teres Hefka. In other words, indeed, and again, this is the Ran's explanation of the Gemara. Midaraisa, Rav Yossi's opinion is that the Hefker doesn't leave my possession until somebody else actually takes possession. And that should be, there's no 3 days, 4 days, no rules like that. But Chazal were concerned that if people will see that somebody was mafka something, and he could retract on that hefker as long as someone else did not take possession, they're going to say that there was no hefker. And therefore, even in a place where somebody did take ownership before the person retracted, they'll say that it wasn't hefker, it was a matana. And if it's matana, if I give somebody a field as a gift, then the halacha is that he has to take off Meiser. And what's going to be the problem if he takes off Meiser? because there's a concept which we're going to discuss that you're not allowed to take ma'isim min haptor al achiv, min achiv al haptor. People are going to think that since I could retract, they're going to think that when the other person gets it, he's getting it as a matana, and it's chayiv ma'isir. And they're going to take from there on property which is chayiv ma'isir. But it's really not chayiv ma'isir, because it's really hefker. And if it's hefker, it's part of a ma'isir. And therefore Chazal said that the mafker, the person after 3 days, who was mafker his property, and indeed nobody else picked it up, and since nobody else picked it up, according to Rabbi Yossi, he could retract. The halacha is that he can't retract because it never left his rishus, because we don't want to come to such a situation where people will make a mistake. And in other words, Chazal made a special reason that even though after 3 days, as long as nobody picked it up, according to Rabbi Yossi, we should be allowed, it should still be considered mine. After 3 days, in order to avoid any of these type of confusion, Chazal said it's not mine. Says the Gemara, if Chazal were concerned for this type of a confusion, ask the Gemara, why did they make this rule after 3 days? They should have made that rule immediately. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abba, they didn't want to make that rule because Chazal were concerned, as we started the shiur with, the people who are dishonest and wanted to avoid giving ma'aser, and they're not going to really make a proper hefker. They made their property hefker, just perfunctory, and then took ownership. And therefore, in order to avoid that, they said that your hefker is not going to be a hefker until 3 days pass. And during that time, the person will be concerned, well, maybe somebody else is going to take ownership. And because of that, Chazal will prevent this type of situation. In other words, the way I understand the Gemara, there was a balance. On one hand, Chazal were concerned the loy l'shtakach taras hefker, and as we learned and going to learn, with all the repercussions that that represents. On the other hand, Chazal were concerned of Nei Ramoim. And in order to come up with a fair balance, Chazal said that 3 days is the cutoff time. But midiraisa, but ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Reish Lakish, he is able to take back ownership even after 3 days. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, as we keep on repeating, mid the Raisa, the Hefker, it doesn't become somebody else's property until he actually picks it up. Chazal made a special rule that you can't retract after 3 days. Shloi Tishtakich Teres Hefker. Amid the Raisa, Loyav Hefker. Midaraisa, it is not Hefker, and it would be Chayiv in Maestris. But ask the Gemara, so why shouldn't we be concerned? V'damalas Asil Asurim and Achiv Al-Ptom, and Torah Al-Achiv. Since he thinks that after 3 days pass, then it's Hefker. Since he thinks after 3 days it's Hefker, it's not really Chayiv in Trumas and Maestris Midaraisa, or Midrabonim. But according to Rabbi Yossi, since nobody else took ownership of it, it is, since nobody took ownership from it, it is still mine. And it is chayiv in ma'isra midaraisa. And what's going to happen is that people are going to think that this is only chayiv in ma'isra midrabbanan, and they're going to take from it minaptor or alachiv or minachiv alaptor, and we're going to end up with improper ma'isra. Says the Gemara, that included in the rule that we began the shiur with today was that Minale, we tell him, Kimasris, when you take off Maisa, be careful, Asim and Ayabay. This is not going to be the normal case, where we know normally the halacha is that Maisa, you don't have to take off Maisa from every barrel of produce individually. You could take off Maisa from one barrel for another barrel. Here, because of all of the concerns that the Gemara has been expressing, part of the rule that Chazal instituted is if you mafka something for 3 days, you should only take off, and then nobody picks it up, you'll only be able to take off ma'isa from it, and not from something else for it, and not from it for something else. But Rabbi Chanan asks a question. One of the most fundamental concepts we have in Shas is hefker bezen hefker. So why, even if the Hefker with the traditional rules of Hefker is not a Hefker, but why don't we apply the concept that Bezdin can make it be considered Hefker because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So indeed, says Rabbi Chanan, that Bezdin can do so. But Chazal, with their Gzeris, don't want to institute Kulis, don't want to institute leniencies. They want to institute Chumris. So explains Rabbi Chanan, if Chazal are going to say, in this circumstance, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so it won't be Chayv and Maiser at all. So what their rule will actually create is a leniency. That is not the goal. That is not the goal of Gezeres Chazal. Meisvei asked the Gemara that, again, on Rish Lakish's opinion, that this Bryce is following Rabbi Yosi. Meisvei, the Bryce teaches us a mafka is kamer. If somebody was mafka his vineyard, well, shacha amdei batzrei. And in the morning, he gets up and cuts from it. So it shows that he's taking ownership. Chai beperet ubeoilus ubeshichu peya. Matnas aniyim of leaving different matnas aniyim beperet ubeoilus is by grapes ubeshichu peya. Even though it's hefker, the Torah says, a special limud, the Torah adds the word tazoif to teach us that these types of hefker are still chayiv. Because the Torah says the word taz of oisam, and we learn from there that even though they're technically hefker, perhaps they're still chayiv in these matnas kuna, a potem and a meiser. But since there's no such pasuk, again, this is according to the explanation of the Ran, there is no such special limit as far as meis is concerned, that it's considered hefker. And hefker is potem and meiser. So now let's think about this. Who is taking repossession? The owner, the original owner. So this is a stira, it seems, a contradiction to the brice that to the halacha that we began the shear with. The brice we began the shear, which said that we're worried about the Ramayim, and that the person who takes back ownership within 3 days, it's not considered as if it was hefker. So Bishlam al-Ula, if we're going to explain the din, the halacha that we began today's shiur with, like Ula, that the Braisa that said Amafka today is going according to Rabbanan. So now it's very good. Because midaraisa, as soon as I mafka something, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, it's not mine. Chazal said that even though it should be part of a Meiser, why? Because as soon as I mafka something, it's no longer mine. Since as soon as I'm mafka something, it's no longer mine. It's hefker. It's not chayv meisa. The brisa that we started the shear that the today shear with was telling us the special din of rabbanon. The rabbanon ketanala, the raisa ketanala, and this brisa that we just quoted that says it's part of a meisa is telling us the din midaraisa, which is very understandable. Midaraisa, it's a proper hefker because according to the rabbanon, as soon as you're mafka something, it's no longer yours, it's full-fledged hefker. And therefore, it's potem and a meisa, which is the brice that we just learned. We started the shear with a new halacha. We started the shear with a new halacha that Chazal made a new din that within the 3 days, the first 3 days, if you take ownership, if you take repossession, you'll be chayv and meisris, but that's only a din the rabbonim. But according to El Rish Lakish, but ask the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, who says that until somebody else takes ownership of what I was mafkir, it's considered mine. So if it's still considered mine, I might part of a meiser. The fact that I repossessed it shows that it was never a hefker, and because it never was taken to out of Rishus, says the Gemara. Even though I said that the Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, this halach is going according to Rabbanan. In other words, the Gemara is saying like this. The two Braises that we've learned in our Shia today actually reflect, says the Gemara, the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi, in a case where somebody was mafker a property, and he repossessed it the next morning, there is a chiv of taking meiser.
Not only is there a chiv of taking meiser, there's a chiv, the rice of taking meiser, because it turns out that this property was never hefker. And since it was never hefker, I have a chiv to take off meisers. The brisa that says, potem and a meiser, that differentiated between meiser and peret and oilus and shikha and peya, is following the opinion of the Rabbanon. So these two brises don't have to work with each other. One brisa represents the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and one brisa represents the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Ran asks, that why did the Gemara not give another teretz? The teretz is that he was indeed mafgarit, and then he took back ownership. Says the Gemara that that doesn't seem to be the person's intention. And moreover, the Rishonim say that even though by hefker there is halacha of that's pot for meisa, the halacha that hefker is pot for meisa is only when it's a real hefker. Here, when I put something in, when I did this, it's clear that it wasn't a real hefker. There's a very interesting shaila that the Devitzina Rav's discusses. He says, our Gemara, especially according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, says that if you mafka something, it's not considered that it left your possession until somebody else picks it up. So he discusses that Erev Pesach, people put garbage chametz into their garbage cans. Now certainly, when somebody puts something into their trash can, their intention is to be mafkarit. But Rabbi Yossi has been teaching us in our shir that it's not hefker until somebody else picks it up. So you're putting your chametz in your garbage can. You're being mafkerit by putting it into your garbage can. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not hefker until it's taken away. And if it's not taken away before the zman of issa chametz, that means you have chametz in your possession when it's already also to have possession. Have chametz in your possession. And therefore, he says that you should not put chametz in your own trash can unless you're certain that it's going to be picked up before this man that you're not allowed on chametz. The Mishnah Halachis, says Rav Asher Klein, seems to differentiate where you put the garbage can. If you left the garbage can in your property, then indeed he agrees that that would be a real concern. He says, but if you put the garbage can out on the street, so then the halacha is that it means you're masiach das from it. You're completely mafkarit, and everybody would agree that at that point it's not considered yours. Where would this be relevant? If somebody put something into a garbage can and somebody else picked up that object that was put into the garbage can, and the person who put it into the garbage can says, how did you take something out of my garbage can? It's in my property. So the Mishnah Halachos indeed differentiates. If the garbage can was on my property, so if I put something of mine into the garbage can, the person, and then somebody picks it up, I could claim it's not real hefker because I left it in my rishus. Whereas, if the garbage can was left on the street, says the Mishnah Halachos, then somebody could pick it up and I can't claim, well, it was in my garbage can, so you had no right to take something out of my garbage can.